Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's the best day of the week.
Yeah, best day of the week.
Why do I turn into Farhan to you when I say that?
No, Thursday. Farhan is hee-haw.
Okay.
And this is, best day of the week. Much like, Fade the Dibber. Yeah.
Oh,
it's the same level of mockery.
Same energy.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Second round tonight, NBA draft. And
who you got?
Well, I hope that they can come up with one of these. And I'm looking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for sure Hall of Famers. And what's interesting, Mark, is 2 of the 10 in the Hall of Fame from the second round were drafted by the Golden State Warriors. Sharunas Marshalonis was a sixth rounder, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
First of all, that's an interesting one. I did not know that he was in the Hall of Fame.
You know who else is in the Hall of Fame?
And I also don't remember the sixth round.
Well, it ended in 87.
Okay.
88, they went to 3 rounds. 89, they went to 2 rounds.
Okay.
And in 89, another guy who's in the Hall of Fame, I'll say the name and you'll be like, what? Dino Raja.
Oh.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Is he?
He turned out to be one of the top 50 players ever in Europe. So the Basketball Hall of Fame
is international.
Bar,
yes.
It's a little bit of a funky one. And, you know, Drazen Petrovic is in the Hall of Fame.
For sure.
Even though he only played like 4 years of the NBA and he tragically died. But, you know, the Basketball Hall of Fame is different than the other Halls of Fame. That's
for
all.
Sure. For sure. Yeah. So anyway, second round tonight. And the Warriors actually have a pick. And I'm also focused on the fact that after this draft is over, because, like, listen, I like to be just kind of transparent with everybody. We're going to cover this. Like, we're heading for the second round tonight. I don't know what's going to happen. There could be something interesting happen. I'm not expecting something interesting to happen. I'm expecting the Warriors to draft someone I've never heard of, and then they'll tell us about him, and then we may or may not get excited, and then we'll see who this person is. You know me and drafts.
Wait me in 3 years.
Like, we just had graduation season, and to me, the draft and a graduation are the exact same thing. I'm going to sit down, and you're going to say names I've never heard of. It's the same exact experience. So I don't get into grading and getting ticked off and all of these things, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that something that matters won't happen tonight. It absolutely could. You know, yeah, Draymond Green. And yes, even the likes of who was just on a half hour ago in Quentin Post. Like, I don't know what's about to happen, but we'll be ready for it with whatever happens. Tim Kawakami, who's locked in on all of these teams, everything going on with the Warriors, free agency, the Niners, the Giants, everything. TK is going to be on with us at 3 o'clock today. So we're always looking forward to that. 888-957-9570. is the number. And there are two things really popping in my mind right now as we kind of get the day started. You tell me which one you want to hear first. Number one, there's an aspect of the Kuminga conversation that I don't think we quite covered yesterday. That would be my one sentence teaser on that.
Okay.
My other one is this. Holy crap, going to a Valkyries game is so different. Which one do you want to hear about?
Let's hear about the Valkyries, because I think I have an idea about the Kuminga one. And honestly, by the time I got home yesterday and I drove and there was traffic because of the Giants and the Valkyries, shout out two events and one bridge,
two events inside
1.5 mile square,
there you go.
Square footed. Yep. But because of that, and everybody wanted to go to one or both, you're talking about probably almost 60,000 people between the Giants. They probably drew 30-something. The Valks drew 18-something. Yep. So you're looking at 50,000 people, and we don't carpool like we should, and we don't use mass transit. So my trip home was longer, and when I got home, I was faced with the quandary of, what do you watch? Because, you know, you put the baby down and the wife is watching what she watches, and I have my laptop and I watch what I watch. And
what'd you watch?
I was going back and forth.
Yeah.
And as I'm going back and forth, I'm thinking, I'm going back and forth between a baseball game with a team that is at the very least like compelling and a WNBA regular season game. What am I doing?
I don't know. Like, I don't want to play this sound off of my phone into the microphone. I think it will just sound like a large mosquito buzzing around in a room.
Why don't you just like do like an impersonation of the sound?
Well,
I think you can do it justice.
I don't know. But maybe I get this video over to the guys and they can run this into the system, because to the point that you just made, like, you're flipping back and forth between Major League Baseball and the WNBA. The experience I had at Chase Center last night, and it may not feel this way for the kids who are there, and I had three of them with me. A buddy came with me with his son, my 11-year-old son, my 16-year-old daughter, party of five, Valkyries, Liberty last night. If I could tell you, like, these kids were screaming at that floor as if they had gotten tickets to the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals.
Wow.
They were locked in. They knew who Breonna Stewart was. They knew who Sabrina Ionescu was. They knew who Tiffany Hayes was. They knew. They were locked in. And for those of us who are 40-something or 50-something or whatever, I'm sitting there with my buddy going, dude, can you believe this is a WNBA game? Like, if you had told me, if you had dropped me from outer space, if you had told me 10 years ago that this is what a WNBA game would look like, I would have laughed at you. I would have called you crazy. I would not have believed you, no matter what scenario you tried to paint for me. This was absolutely unbelievable how loud it is, how locked in it is. Remember the question, and Grandy will know this because we did the show before the Caitlin Clark game, and one of the things I kept asking is, hey, when I get that the crowd is coming, because everyone wants to know, like, what is it? Is it the newness of it? Is it sort of a new crowd that maybe isn't locked into some other sports? Or is it, like, more traditional, where people are, like, grinding on a victory? And I kind of was like, well, this is, like, their 11th game in their history at the time. I think people are excited to be here, but I doubt that everyone's like locked in, like, we need to get to 6-6. We're trying to grind for a playoff spot. But that's one of the things that hit me in the face last night. This crowd wanted to win the game, and they wanted to win it badly. And then when it was all over, I saw something that I've never seen before in a professional sporting event in my entire life. Never seen this before. Game ends. Valkyries lose by 3, and up everybody rises. Nobody had left. Up everybody rises to essentially give a voracious standing ovation to the Valkyries for losing.
For losing.
For losing.
It's a phenomenon that
unbelievable.
It's really unbelievable, and if you think about the trajectory of the league, it actually has culminated perfectly in their expansion season, and I'm just glancing at the attendance figures, 2021, Phoenix led the league, averaging 5,850 per game.
5,850 people.
Correct.
Got it.
The next year, Seattle averaged 10,006. Okay. Sue Bird, one of the most popular best players in history. The year after, Vegas led at 9,500. Last year, the Indiana Fever.
Of course.
Caitlin Clark, rookie year, 17,035. This year, it's the Valks at 18,000. But the bigger point is, you've got seven teams averaging over 10,000. Yep. So it's partly Caitlin Clark. It's partly the brand new Valks, but it's also about a five-year buildup where this league is coming into its own. So for Joe Lacob to get an expansion team this year at this time in that building, it is an absolute grand slam.
The other thing I was looking for last night was to find out if Pods has been listening to the shows. Because I was looking down there, and I'm like, I wonder, like, is he going to calm down a little bit? And for about 2 minutes into the game, I almost felt guilty because he was chilling. He was chilling, and I'm like, oh. Because even Steiny said it yesterday. He goes, I hope Pods knows that this is all tongue-in-cheek. Like, do you, brother. Like, if you want to freak out at all the Valkyrie games, freak out. Run out there on the midcourt. It's fine. Like, I, you know, what the hell do I care? It's different. It's a lot. But it's you, so do you. And he was chilling, and I'm like, oh, I hope we didn't, like, talk him into being embarrassed. Nope, not to worry.
No.
Third minute, man is out of his seat, barely sat down again, up, down, in the officials' faces, out on the floor, waving to the crowd, being a part of the gags that they're doing during timeouts. I mean, the dude's the mascot. He's a Valkyrie. As much as he's a warrior, guy's a Valkyrie.
Do they have a Valkyrie mascot?
They do. His name's Brandon Pajemski. Second round of the NBA draft is tonight. Warriors have the 41st overall pick. Grandy and Evan Giddings are going to have the coverage from 6 to 8 as soon as we are done right here on 95.7 The Game. We're also sponsored by Honda of Vallejo. All right, more on this Valks experience. What we missed on the Kuminga thing yesterday. TK is at 3 o'clock. 888-957-9570.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's Willard and Dibs.
Burton kicks it back for Martin, left wing, fading away. Hits a three with Johannes right in her face. What a tough shot by Kate Martin to keep the Valkyries alive in this one. Timeout called by the Liberty. A Hail Mary of a shot going in for Kate Martin.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I'm telling you, Dana's voice is obviously pumped up in the way that they connect that. You can hear the crowd, though, in the background. Listen to me when I tell you this. There is absolutely no difference at all between the sound of what they fall to last night, 7-7? Okay.
Correct.
14th game of the Valkyries regular season versus a Warrior playoff game. Sounds no different. I wonder, like, and I'm not saying that as like, ooh, you know, this isn't a competition. It's wonderful. That's the other observation. To bring a family there, and I already mentioned the idea of like everybody kind of stood up and gave an ovation to the Valkyries. They, on the floor, turned around and start waving to everybody, almost like thanking the crowd. This is a very, very positive environment. If you want to bring someone or kids or whatever to a Valkyries game, it is a very positive experience. Oh, by the way, and I don't even know, I haven't looked up game to game what the cost is, but for those of you who look at Warrior games and you're like, well, I don't have the $500 or whatever to take a large family, man, it might cost even more than that, this is a different sort of an option. You can get in there for a lot less, and I'm telling you, the kids will have just as much fun. It was bananas. I couldn't believe what I was sitting in watching this thing last night.
Yeah, the energy and, like you said, the passion. And crazy. It's so many new fans that don't go to Warrior games. Maybe it's the cost. Maybe it's the demographic. Whatever it is, you get a certain level of excitement. And you being a father of a teenage daughter who really wanted to go, and she goes, and your son, who is a sports junkie, no matter what the sport is, no matter what the gender is, he doesn't care, pronouns or anything. It's like, is there a competition? I'm going to learn about it, and I'm into it, and so this is perfect. And I do think it's a number of factors. We are a very women's sports-friendly area. We're a very pro-basketball area. That arena is incredible.
Yep.
It's a new product, and Joe Lacob does things first class. So all those things line up to where you go there and you get a great experience.
I mean, we had a conversation on the way to the car because my aforementioned daughter was kind of like, What has led to this? Like, why? And that's my first number one kind of takeaway. You can all come up with your reasons for why. There are many of them, but my God, this just hit. Right time, right place, right team, right everything. It just hit. And this thing is absolutely on its ear. No one asked me to say this. This is not a commercial. I'm just telling you what is now in our city as an entertainment option. And it's not, my God, it is not your dad's WNBA. Like, it is so different. And it sort of dawned on me. We had this conversation where we're like, you know, if the world had been all different, and I get it, with the WNBA wasn't always considered a wonderful investment, and you have to have the right and interested owner and building and all of those things. But if you were going to redo the WNBA starting now, this would be team one. This would be the first city. If I were like running the league, I'd be the first city I want on the WNBA roster is San Francisco.
Well, you could look at other cities, and I'm just going through some of the attendance histories, and New York has always been phenomenal. Phoenix has been great. Minnesota, which is another city that I do believe is pro women's sports, yep, they've always had good attendance, and Seattle has as well. So this team is, they're not necessarily the top of the top. Right now they are in attendance. They're brand new, but I can't help but think about just the absolute serendipity and the luck, quote unquote, of Joe Lacob, where you've wanted a franchise for a long time and you finally get one. And the year before you launch, the Caitlin Clark phenomenon happens. And the Caitlin Clark effect took a league that was steadily growing in popularity, and it didn't quite double it, but it went up about 30 or 40% in attendance, in popularity. And then you go one more year where, okay, Caitlin's in her second year now, yeah, and more people are aware of it, and now you have a brand new team. So there's a certain amount of luck, Schmidt luck.
Yeah.
Shout out Casey. If they would have for example, if they would have launched their team 5 years ago and it was the pandemic, it's like, okay, the Valkyries are going to start in 2020, and then you get to March and the whole world shuts down.
Right, I
get that. That's bad luck.
For sure. At the same time, and I don't know this, but I would love to ask Joe Lacob or anybody else involved this. I know that this launched now in year two of Caitlin Clark. That's not when the planning started. I got to imagine the efforts to bring the Valkyries to San Francisco started before Caitlin Clark. So there was some sort of vision. There was clearly some sort of vision. And, you know, the point you just made about, like, this ownership group doing things the right way. I mean, like, of all the victory laps that anyone can do, and I know we look at Joe Lacob, we listen to it. I know there are people who are like, oh, we'll see how great of an owner he is when Steph Curry retires. Then again, you could look at it through a different lens, which is this man, I mean, like 12 years ago, the Golden State Warriors were what? How would you describe them in the landscape of basketball in this country? 12 years later, this man owns the most expensive basketball team in America in the NBA and the most expensive women's basketball team in America in the WNBA. So, yeah, there's some vision there, and they're doing some things that do actually, I believe, go even beyond Steph Curry.
No doubt. And, you know, part of that vision is running a first-class organization. And, you know, he didn't draft Steph Curry. He inherited Steph and Draymond and Clay. But what he did was he brought in the logo, Jerry West, rest in peace. And he brought in Rick Welts, who was one of the preeminent figures in the league. And he brought in all these great, smart basketball people to help him build this thing. And yes, championships help the value in championships, and Steph Curry help you be able to build a new arena. But you privately financed an arena that has, I think, 185 events outside of basketball every year, which is an absolute money factory. So beyond the basketball, which is great, and the WNBA, which is already phenomenal, the business model is unbelievable. It's next level. And so it is a little bit serendipitous that in 2023, and I'm looking at it, October of 2023, they get announced as a expansion team, the first one in 15 years in the WNBA. And during that year, Caitlin Clark was having a record-setting year. And it's not only about Caitlin, and there are more stars behind her, Paige Beckers and Juju and the rest of it, but he was able to get a team as the world of women's basketball is reaching a crescendo. And we probably haven't seen the top of it yet.
No, I tell you what, like the basketball side of this too, like just to almost take it away from the business of the Valkyries. And again, I was sitting there with kids who were super locked in on this. Like they knew the players on the Liberty. Breonna Stewart is impressive.
Oh yeah.
My God, she's a good player. Goodness, if you've never watched her play in terms of the inside-outside abilities that she has on the floor. My gosh, I know everybody, Caitlin and Angel and I know there's local ties to UNESCO and everything. I get why Stewart is the MVP. Holy crap, she's a good player. She really stood out on the floor. And so that's another thing that struck me. I'm like, the NBA draft is tonight. And I know more about the women's players that I'm watching here than I do about anybody who's getting drafted in the men's
game. That's interesting. Yeah.
Way more. It's not even close.
Right. And part of that is the nature of the NBA draft. And we'll get into it more as we get closer to the second round. And, you know, I've done somewhat of a deep dive on second round picks. And, you know, when you get even in the first round of the NBA draft last night, if I asked you right now to name five players who were taken, you might have a hard time because, you know, even though we sat here and then we sat here and we watched guys get picked, and the nature of it now is such that a lot of the players that are taken are players from overseas that we don't know and players that we're going to get to know over time. And, you know, I wonder what the average age of last night's draft pick was.
Oh.
And this is where, you know, the WNBA has a rule. I think you either have to be a college graduate or 22 years old in order to be drafted. And if you're non-American, I think you can be drafted at 20. But what this does is it takes a player like Paige Beckers, and it forces you, if you're a fan of the sport, to get to know them over 4+ years. And last night, There's a bunch of guys who were just one and done, 18, 19-year-olds who
no doubt.
Maybe you didn't see in college.
No doubt. I mean, there's the Duke guys. There's the Baylor kid. There's the this, that, the other.
Couple and from
the,
Rutgers.
Yeah, right. And I knew the Ace Bailey story, and he's in the back crying, and I'm not sure if he was crying because he had just realized his NBA dream or if he just realized that he was on his way to Utah. I didn't know. Like, that was kind of interesting. Like, why are you crying, kid? Is it because you're going to Utah or because you're an NBA player? I'm not sure. I still don't know to this hour. So, yeah, there's a lot of that. But anyway, the whole thing really, really struck me. 888-957-9570, Tim Kawakami, in about 17, 18 minutes, he will join us here live on Willard and Dibbs. And there's no doubt that one of the things we'll talk to TK about is the Warriors situation with Jonathan Kuminga. And this struck me after our conversation yesterday. I think we danced with this idea. I don't think we dove all the way in. And I wonder what you think about this too. And this is it. So we talked a lot about this article that Anthony Slater writes in The Athletic. He goes to Cleveland. He spends some time with Jonathan. And Jonathan has all the quotes about how he wants to be a star. And he wants to be an all-star. And he wants that opportunity. And if it's with the Warriors, fine. And if it's not, fine. In other words, I don't care where I play. I want to test myself and my limits and see if I can be the guy that a team is relying on to really lead the way. That's what he wants. And so we see all that, and some people are like, yeah, we figured that. But the fact that he's saying it publicly, you and I spoke yesterday about how that was probably strategic. That was something that an agent was involved in. They may have even called Anthony. I don't know that. But they may have called Anthony. Be like, we'll let you invite you out. Spend some time with Jonathan. Have a little conversation or two about these things. It dawns on me the timing of this. This landed and was reported and hit our laptops and phones the day of the NBA draft. And I don't think that anything like that is ever an accident. And so what this signals to me is not just that Jonathan is finally speaking his truth. It signals to me that the conversations are already off on a bad start. That's what it signals to me. The Warriors and Jonathan, they've had their conversations. They're even legal now. As soon as the finals stop,
yep, one
they're
day.
Legal. They've had their conversations. What do you want? What do you want? What are you thinking? What's your number? What's your number? All right, let's exchange all that. They did that. Then the two sides did not like what the other one was saying.
And the one side called Anthony Slater and said, we got a ticket for you, prepaid. Why don't you come on out to Cleveland and see what we're doing out here? And just hearing you lay that out made me think of two different negotiations from the Niners. There was Brandon Ayuk. They say they don't want me. And the Brock Purdy. When you got to the Brandon Ayuk, there were a bunch of things that happened passive-aggressively. They say they don't want me. I'm going to scrub this. I'm going to delete that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to drive to the facility and, you know, basically knock on the door because I really want to be here. I'm showing the world I want to be here. Then you got to Brock Purdy, and the two sides were not on the same page immediately, but you didn't see any of that back and forth. The team kept saying, we see Brock as our forever quarterback, and Brock didn't say anything about anything. And then you got to OTAs or voluntary workouts, and he showed up, even though he had no new deal. And so,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, the optics and the feel, the vibes, as we like to say, we're good. Yep. He showed up. And whatever was going on was not acrimonious. And now we have this where June 30th, 4 days, he, I believe, has the ability to start taking in qualifying offers. Oh. And so yesterday, that article comes out about the things that he wants and the things that he's doing. And it feels a little bit more like Aiyuk. I'm not saying it's a full Aiyuk situation. It feels not closer yet to that than it does to the way the Brock thing went.
I don't think it'll ever get to an Aiyuk situation because Jonathan has already shown that he will handle it more maturely than that. And in fact, I think that the way he handled this with Anthony Slater is an example of that. This is a mature way to get your story out there. Don't go to TikTok and get on the phone with people, start screaming and yelling, wearing the wrong clothes, like poking at everybody. He's not going to do that. Jonathan has shown himself to be more mature than Brandon Aiyuk. And so that's a good thing when it comes to this, but I do think these conversations are not off to a good start. I do, because they've clearly happened, and this is what we know. We know that Mike Dunleavy has said Jonathan is the launching point for our entire offseason. Every reporter has said the same thing. Mike Dunleavy has said we would like to get this done quickly. That doesn't mean before the draft is over. But you damn well better believe that at the latest, the clock starts tonight. Soon as this draft is over, they want clarity on the Kuminga thing as quickly as possible. And the fact that a far-reaching article lands just yesterday, and all it's doing is really pushing out what Jonathan wants, I mean, that could have been the title of the article. Hi, I'm Anthony Slater, and this is what Jonathan wants, which is great. It's very intriguing because he hasn't really gone in depth like that. We might have assumed it. We didn't know it. It's great to hear it directly from the horse's mouth. But you and I, we talk about this stuff a lot. Out there in this public world, if you're media, if you're a fan, and you're not on the inside, and all we're doing is like receiving this information. If we see it, there's a reason somebody wanted us to see it.
No doubt.
Period. That's just the way it works. Rafael Devers, they didn't want you to see it, so you didn't see it. And it landed in the middle of the night. But if it comes out, they want us to see it. Jonathan and his agent wanted us to see that, and that tells me the conversations are not in good shape.
Right, and not in good shape, meaning the Kuminga side probably is saying, you know, we'd be open to staying if you could, I don't know, reprise the deal that we turned down 11 months ago, 5-150. And the team is saying, well, what we're envisioning is something closer to 3-45 or, you know, 1-20. Let's do a 1 year, yeah, and then, you know, we'll see. Or maybe the team is even thinking, you know what, we're going to sit back and see what somebody else offers you first, and then we'll see what the league thinks about you, and then we'll get back to you. So if you're, and I think about it from the Kuminga side, if you reportedly turned down 5-150 last year, which we've heard that from multiple sources that that was the thing, and Tim Kawakami maybe can shed more light on what he's heard coming up. But if that's the case, it's a little bit like Clay Thompson, where you know, Clay felt disrespected by the Warriors' offer, and then you got to the end of the cycle, and the offer that he had turned down was way less, and then he ended up taking even less to go to Dallas. So this is, to me, a little bit of a similar situation to the Clay thing.
Problem with all of this to me is that everything that happens now going forward with the Warriors feels like a massive game of chicken. That's the problem with all of it. Even what you just said. It's like, okay, we could have a negotiation right now about finances. Well, okay, we don't like what's going on there. All right, let's let the market tell us. You just go to restricted free agency. And, you know, we'll figure it out from there. Let's see what the other teams offer you. Well, that's a game of chicken. Because what if Brooklyn does come in and offer something you're not comfortable matching? Now you're risking losing Jonathan for nothing. Or you have to match it, and now you're paying something, Jonathan, you're not comfortable paying. That's a game of chicken. Or you could go ahead and sign him to something that feels comfortable or even a wee bit uncomfortable to you now and keep him with this whole idea of, well, we could always trade him later. Well, can you? I don't know. Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to play well? How much are you going to play him? Are you going to not play him at all? Doesn't that tank his value?
Yep.
Everything is a game of chicken, which is part of the reason I said what I said yesterday, which is you got to get the guy out of here. Not because he's done something wrong, not even because that's the perfect basketball thing for the Warriors to do. I just see too many potholes in every single thing that's out there, and fully acknowledging there may not be a way to get him out of here right now. But it feels like he would rather be somewhere else. It feels like you don't really want him, or else you would have offered him something that he would have been happier about. And so if you've got two sides that just aren't on the same page, I don't know, man. Sometimes you got to grit your teeth and just move on, even if it sucks.
You got to work it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been there in relationships. I've been there.
Oof.
You've been there in jobs. I've been there in jobs. When you've been around as long as we have, you get in those spots, and sometimes it's a hard conversation and it's a hard decision. And right now, I do think that the Warriors are in a little bit of a spot. And I'm also fascinated by the chatter that's out there vis-a-vis the Sacramento Kings now reportedly are interested. And I'm not buying it.
You don't buy it?
I don't buy it.
I read that last night too.
They're just trying to kind of toy with the Warriors a little bit. Like they're trying to call the Warriors bluff on, you know, hey, because there might be a qualifying offer out
there.
Well,
that report came from Sam Amick, and he is very, very he's a pro. So, I buy what he's saying, but just so people know, the way that it was phrased was, well, the Kings, according to sources, are among those teams that are intrigued or interested in Jonathan Kuminga. Now, something happening is very, very unlikely, but they're going to monitor the situation. I always love when things end that way. They're going to monitor the situation. Right, that's your job. That's like saying, well, Willard and Dibbs don't know what they're going to talk about tomorrow, but they're going to monitor the sports world, and they'll keep an eye on some things and then figure it out when the time comes. Yeah, that's our job. So, of course, you're going to monitor the situation. I don't know what the match is there. What the hell are the Kings going to do to get Jonathan Kuminga and have the Warriors want someone off of the Kings roster that makes only half as much as Jonathan? You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't see the match there.
It's a tough match.
But okay.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, there's always the Brooklyn threat because they do have money. And although, I don't know if you saw yesterday, I'm sure you saw it because you don't miss anything, but they had 5 first-round picks, and they made 5 picks. The thought was that they were going to trade some picks. Yep. And here, who wants a pick? You can have a pick. The Oprah draft. You get a pick, and you get our pick. They took 5 picks, including 4 point guards.
Right.
So kind of a head scratcher, but
not kind of a head scratcher. Well, a complete head scratcher.
It is, but they're definitely looking toward 28 or whatever.
Oh,
so the more you look at Brooklyn, the less I think that they'd want to go out there and shovel $25 million at Kuminga.
Doesn't seem
right
like
now.
It,
it seems like that they're looking to be bad again and then maybe bad one more time, and then they can think about actually competing. But the one that's interesting to me is the Miami interest, because
that one makes sense.
Dub Nation, this is Andrew Wiggins, and you know, he's a guy who, I mean, I don't know if you want to bring back the wigs, but he's a guy you could potentially acquire if you did a sign and trade and packaged somebody else to Miami to get Wiggs back.
Yeah.
That one does in some way, shape, or form make some kind of sense.
It's an eyebrow raiser.
Yeah, again, I still think that any deal that involves them is going to be complex. It's probably going to be multi-team. It's going to be an aggregation sensation.
Cha-ching.
It's going to be all of those things. But man, I let's put it this way. I read everything Anthony wrote. I slept on it, and I woke up, and I felt that the percentage chances of a Jonathan Kuminga trade had gone up in my mind.
Oh, they gone up?
Up, absolutely.
And a trade now. You mean a sign-in trade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I think that the two sides have had conversations, and they ain't so pleased with one another.
Right.
That's my translation.
I like your translation, and it's a translation sensation.
Thank
but
you.
For me, it actually kind of went down a little bit because trades are hard. And you don't just want to get pennies on the dollar for a player who could be really good.
Yeah, no question. So very, very complex. All right, Tim Kawakami, we'll talk about this and much more coming up next. SF Standard, and he is that kind of in terms of being tapped in with the Warriors, the Niners, the Giants, and more. So we'll talk to Tim coming up next. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, from the ballpark to wine country, summer is better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.